Well, good evening and welcome to Blues for Yous, the club where the only rule is if it sounds like the blues, then it most surely is the blues. And if for any reason you've missed any of our meetings and you'd like to catch up on the minutes of those meetings, then go to www.bhrs.online, search for Listen Again, and hey presto, you will find them there. We've got a great lineup of music for you tonight, and we're going to start off with this one, and it's Elkie Brooks. He Could Have Been an Army. It's a song from Elkie's 1979 album Live and Learn. Elkie Brooks was born Elaine Bookbinder in Salford in 1945. Before going solo, she sang with bands Dada and with Robert Palmer in Vinegar Joe. She's generally referred to as the British Queen of Blues.
Could have been a hurricane, the way you blew my mind. He could have been an angel. He made me feel so fine. He could have been the Navy. He could have been the whole damn fleet. He could have been a tidal wave, the way he swept me off my feet. He could have been an angel. You know the boy, he was so sweet. Oh,
John Mayle, OBE, was born in Macclesfield, Cheshire, the son of Murray Mayle, a guitarist and jazz music enthusiast. From an early age, John was drawn to the sounds of American blues players and taught himself to play piano, guitar and harmonica. He spent 3 years in Korea doing his national service, and during a period of leave, he bought his first electric guitar. Back in England, he enrolled at Manchester College of Art and started playing with a semi-professional band. In 1963, he opted for a full-time musical career and moved to London. Mayle, during his long career, was associated with Eric Clapton, Peter Green, Mick Taylor, Mark Almond and Harvey Mandel, and was best known for his work with the band The Bluesbreakers. This is Help Me from The Diary of a Band, Volume 2 on DRAM Records in 1968.
Myself. You gotta help me, baby. You can't do it all by myself. Yep, darling, I have to find somebody else. I may have to cook, wash the floor. I may have to cook, do some more. Help me, baby. I can't do it all by myself. Darling, I'll find somebody else. Bring me my nightshirt on your morning gown. Bring me my nightshirt on your morning gown. Well, I don't feel like sleeping, but I sure feel like lying. Thank you. You gotta help me, baby. Help me, darling. I want you to help me, baby. Help me, darling. I have to find somebody else.
Heel Sneakers is a 1964 12-bar blues song and single by Tommy Tucker. Over 200 artists have recorded High Heel Sneakers. These include Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry, Buddy Guy and Junior Wells, and this one by Jimmy Johnson. The song which Tucker penned has appeared in several soundtracks, for example, The Who's Quadrophenia in 1979.
Thank you. in case some fool wanna start a fight.
Hobo Low by C6 Steve, or 70-year-old Stephen Gene Wald, is from the 2006 album Doghouse Blues. C6 Steve is a blues musician who plays mostly personalised guitars and sings, usually about his early life doing casual work.
I'm going to take you back then. Morning, Memphis said a tank. I don't remember how I got there. He showed it wasn't robbing the bank. Showed it. Showed it. Somebody bombed me on the head. Now I woke up in the stinking hole. Yeah, the hobo low. Yeah, the hobo low. Yeah, the hobo low. Yeah, the hobo low. Woke up in the morning, sleeping under the bridge. Ain't got no food or TV. Shoulder got no restraint. Shoulder. 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 Well, last thing I remember, drinking with some boys. Thought I decked the box to Kansas City, but woke up in New Mexico. Yeah, the hobo low. Yeah, the hobo low. Yeah, the hobo low. Yeah, the hobo low. When your hobo low, there ain't nowhere to go. There ain't nothing low than hobo low. When your hobo low, to get a bite to eat. The mission man says, sorry, boy, you ought to been here twice this week. Yeah, your hobo low. Yeah, the hobo low. Yeah, the hobo low. Yeah, it's your hobo low. In the morning, Memphis City tank. Face down.
The House of the Rising Sun is a traditional folk song, sometimes called Rising Sun Blues. It tells of a person's life gone wrong in the city of New Orleans. Many versions also urge a sibling or parents and children to avoid the same fate. The most successful commercial version was recorded in 1964 by the Animals. The song was first collected in Appalachia in the 1930s, but probably has its roots in traditional English folk song. Eric Burden revealed detail that he first heard the song in a club in Newcastle, where it was sung by the Northumbrian folk singer Johnny Handel. The Animals began featuring their arrangement of House of the Rising Sun during a joint concert tour with Chuck Berry, using it as their closing number to differentiate themselves from acts that always closed with straight rockers.
To where
Down Head is the title track of an album by Lowell Fulson, released in 1954. Fulson, blues guitarist and songwriter in the West Coast blues tradition, was, after T-Bone Walker, the most important figure in West Coast blues in the 1940s and 1950s.
You down, she says, son, remember what you did. She says, son.